Farmers throughout the area continue to cope with damage caused by this season's unprecedented amount of rain. But there's one group actually benefiting from all this wet weather. Mycologists, or mushroom experts, are reporting a bounty of black trumpets and chanterelles ready to be plucked from the woods. Eugenia Bone, the author of Mycophilia, Revelations from the Weird World of Mushrooms, says that the rain has the mushroom community in a tizzy. Since the season for wild mushrooms in this area is wrapping up soon, we're speaking with her about fungi for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome to WNYC, Eugenia.
Thank you.
How did you get interested in mushrooms?
Well, I came from a culinary background, so I was interested in mushrooms primarily, I think, because they're not vegetables and they're not meat. You know, so they had this very provocative flavor that I was curious about. And I love to hunt mushrooms and love to eat them. But eventually, that combination of wanting to find more mushrooms in the wild and being curious about why mushrooms were so different from other food groups led me into reading about the biology. And then I realized that the biology was so weird and graceful and eye-opening in so many unusual ways that I became hooked.
I take it that you were not taken with the kind of mushrooms we find all the time, those ubiquitous white button mushrooms, which don't really taste like anything. Is that what led you to start seeking mushrooms in the wild to get those different tastes and varieties?
Well, I think those white mushrooms can taste pretty good, actually. And you know that the white button mushroom and the cremini little brown one and the portobello are all the same species. It's all the same mushroom. They're just selected for color, and a porcini is just a grown-up cremini. They're allowed to grow to full size. But the wild mushrooms are definitely exciting to eat. They have a lot of variation in flavor, but they're really fun to find.
Now for the bad news about truffle oil. You write that it's all artificially flavored. Ugh, my heart sank when I read that.
Yeah.
What is it flavored with?
So a white truffle has got a lot of different chemicals in it, and those chemicals combined create that magnificent flavor. And white truffle oil, one of those chemicals has been copied, right, synthesized, and then a few droplets are put into some olive oil, and it's poured into a tall, skinny, beautiful bottle, and then you pay a fortune for it, but it's probably 40 cents worth of product in the bottle. Yeah.
Is it possible to find the real thing?
Well, I suppose so, but they're volatile chemicals that make truffles smell so good. So it's the gas that is released by the truffles that is the flavor. So after 4 days, that gas dissipates, and a truffle then just tastes like a kind of mushroomy clod of, you know, fungal matter. It's not very expensive or exciting.
So, so that's why when I taste a truffle, I'm really tasting it in my palate. Because it's really smelling the taste.
Exactly.
As opposed to
the
tongue.
And that's a hard thing to capture.
Yeah.
Because it's volatile. And also, it's gone with heat, which is why the Italians will grate a white truffle over pasta, for example, raw. Even though raw mushrooms are something you should, in general, avoid.
Why?
The main reason is they're not really digestible. Mushroom cell walls are made of chitin, the same thing that shrimp shells are made from. It's one of the things that makes scientists say mushrooms are closer to us on the evolutionary scale than they are to plants. You should kind of hold back on the raw mushrooms unless you want a prebiotic experience.
What kind of mushrooms are you looking for in the New York City area at this time of
year? There's tons of mushrooms growing right now. I mean, we're moving toward the end of the season, but it's been unbelievable. I guess the silver lining of Hurricane Irene was all of this, these mushrooms. But the black trumpets, which are just these fantastic kind of shredded, black, velvety, sort of goth-like, they're kind of like chanterelles. And they are marvelously sexy and woody. And so I've been picking those and pickling those and eating them on top of boiling potatoes and sauteing and put them in all kinds of different ways.
Journalist Eugenia Bone is the co-president of the New York Mycological Society. Her book, Mycophilia, Revelations from the Weird World of Mushrooms is out this week from Rodale. Thanks so much for coming in today, Eugenia.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
To learn more about wild mushrooms and get a recipe, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also blog about food. Check it out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.